With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been a deadly school bus crash outside of Austin, Texas.
Authorities in Bastrop County say a school bus with more than 40 pre-kindergarten children on board flipped over in a crash. They were coming back from a field trip to a zoo, and there were fatalities reported. The students were from the Hays County School District. Authorities say there were some 44 students on the bus and 11 adults. Local media say there were other vehicles involved, including a large truck on State Highway 21 West. I'm Jackie Quinn.
After the House voted to pass a $1.2 trillion spending plan to avoid a partial government shutdown, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican Congresswoman from Georgia, launched an effort Friday to oust her party's own recently elected leader, House Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene says her move is a warning for Speaker Johnson.
I'm not saying that it won't happen in 2 weeks or it won't happen in a month or who knows when, but I am saying the clock has started. It's time for our conference to choose a new speaker.
But GOP New York Congressman Matt Lawler says he's strongly against a push to oust Speaker Johnson.
I think it's not only idiotic, but it actually does not do anything to advance the conservative movement.
Speaker Johnson's spokesman says he's focused on governing. Russian officials say at least 40 people have been killed and over 100 injured by assailants who burst into a large concert hall and sprayed the crowd with gunfire. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement posted on affiliated channels on social media, which couldn't be independently verified. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 305 points, the Nasdaq rose 27, the S&P declined 7, oil down to $80.63 a barrel. This is SRN News. Christians are concerned about the Supreme Court.
While the justices have delivered important victories on abortion and religious freedom, they seem to be embracing the concept of transgenderism. In its latest series of orders, the High Court has declined to take up the case of Indiana parents who have seen their child removed from their custody because they would not permit him to live as a girl. In 2020, the Supreme Court ruled that a Minnesota business had to allow a male employee to dress as a woman on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
England's public health service is restricting the use of puberty blockers as a means of helping youngsters live as the opposite sex. Under the new rules, no one under the age of 16 can undertake a so-called medical gender transition. British authorities say there's not enough evidence that helping a teenager live as the opposite sex is actually good for their mental health. The new rules only apply to England's government-run healthcare system. This is SRN News. There's been a mug recall.
Over 400,000 Starbucks-branded mugs made by Nestle and sold during the winter holidays are being recalled. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said that the mugs, when microwaved or filled with extremely hot liquid, can overheat or break, posing burn and laceration hazards. The mugs were sold nationwide, both in store and online at places like Target and Walmart from November through January for about $10, $13, or $20, depending on the gift set. 10 injuries have been reported. John Scott reporting.
Missing University of Missouri student Riley Strain has been found dead in a Tennessee river. Police say no foul play is suspected. Metro Nashville police officials confirmed on Friday Strain's body had been recovered from the Cumberland River approximately 8 miles west of downtown. The 22-year-old Strain was last seen drinking downtown. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.